If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
IlliniGuys.com, and what a game Friday night. The Illini pull out the big win, shocking Iowa 80-75 at home as they go to 7-3 now in conference play. And more importantly, they're now a half game up on the Hawkeyes. Guys, this was a heavyweight fight to see this on a Friday night. Marquee matchup, the only regular season matchup of these two. Illini guy Mike Cagley is here as well. Mike, what are your thoughts on this game? I mean, Illinois had to do what they had to do.
Yeah, they needed the win. You know, the media was calling it a must-win situation, and I saw no I saw they had a chance to make a big difference, and they didn't blink. There were a lot of plays down the stretch where the Illini came through with what they needed to do in order to win.
No question. I loved a couple of things that stand out to me. One, Luca Garza, only 19 points. I think he had 13 at the half, so six in the second half. He was not very effective, got in foul trouble. We were concerned maybe Kofi might be the one in foul trouble. Instead, it was Luca in that 19 points, one of his lowest outputs of the entire game. 43% shooting also by Iowa, and only six free throws. Those were two concerns as well. They did hit 10 threes that kept them in the game. Otherwise, this is an Illini rout. Io coming through 25 points, Trent Frazier with 24. Kofi just 1 point shy of a double-double with 9 points and 11 rebounds, or 10 rebounds, I should say. And how about Jacob Grandison off the bench? 11 points and 10 rebounds in 30 minutes. Holy cross, Batman. He got this done.
Yeah, Grandison, I know a lot of folks really have been wanting to see him in the starting lineup, and he paid huge dividends today. Shooting, hustle, rebounds. You know, good old fashioned blocking people out. And he just has the size that Demonte doesn't have that can cause some challenges, you know, when he's in there blocking out, that, you know, when Demonte's going up against guys 6 inches taller than him, he can get himself into trouble.
Yeah. And he's also a good enough shooter that he keeps you honest outside the arc as well for opposing defenses. Let's open up to some of the Illini guys, members that are on right now. Guys, if you want to jump in, maybe just give us your first name and where you are, and give us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, so this is Jeremy. I'm in North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina. Just a great game. A lot of fun to watch. Two big heavyweights going at it all night, right? Back and forth. A lot of big punches, a lot of big hits, and just, I don't know. It was a lot of fun to watch, and really good to see the guys come out on top and just pull it out down that stretch.
What do you think there at the end of the game when, you know, I mean, what about 8 minutes of replays to finally take that shot off the board?
Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. I was happy to see Io jump out early. You know, we've talked before that he seems to kind of coast in some of our conversations here on IlliniGuys.com. He seems to coast early, doesn't get his shots early. You know, someone mentioned to me that he was as aggressive in the first half as maybe we've seen him during this Big Ten season.
I definitely agree with that. I mean, he was, he really came out looking for a shot early, and, you know, getting to the paint. You know, we had 14 points in the paint in the first 10 minutes or whatever it was. Right. I mean, it, you know, he really took over. You could tell he wanted that senior, or not a senior, of course, but an upperclassman leadership type night for him. And Frazier as well. Really pleased to see Frazier show out like he did.
Well, how about those two, Io and Frazier combined, 7 of 12 from outside the arc? And how about Illinois free throw shooting? Right. Can I get a what? 14 of 17?
I know, it's crazy.
Did not see that coming.
I just got on here, guys, and I'm sorry if you guys have already talked about it, but I've not watched Iowa at all this year. This Nungy kid is really, really good.
He is.
Keegan Murray, too, the freshman.
Yes, I was very impressed. I was very shocked how long they would leave Garza out of the game. I mean, there were times, I know he had a little bit of foul trouble, but I couldn't believe they were not playing him very much in that second half there. So
those are those kind of athletes that Iowa get. Mike, go ahead. I'm sorry. Those kind of athletes that Iowa gets, basketball players that seem like they're there for 8 years and they kill you every single time. Watch out for those guys.
I kept watching the scores table to see if Jess Settles was going to check in. I didn't see him. So
it's always possible. Yeah, Mike, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was worried BJ Armstrong might show up, but it was definitely a really interesting game because when Garza went out, I think it was with a 6-point deficit, and all of a sudden they turned the game around with his defense on the inside, and I think he caused a lot of problems on a couple drives for Io, that additional length and athleticism. I mean, Garza is a fantastic offensive player, but he's a little plodding and doesn't have much quickness side to side or even straight line speed. And he's also not the longest guy in the world. And then you get this kid in there who's a little bit taller and has longer arms and was actually focused on defense. I thought he changed around the whole attitude of that team when he was out there.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you. Yeah. Derek, go ahead.
I agree for sure. And even offensively, he kind of brought another element. I mean, so he was really good footwork and quick. And Kofi was really struggling with him. I thought Garza was a much better matchup for Kofi defensively. Than Nungy was, or how, Nungy, I don't know how you say it, but
yeah,
I mean, it was a tough matchup for Kofi. So, and is there any word on why no Hawkins tonight? Is there an injury or?
That's a good question. Brent Surdy is not on right now because he's actually inside State Farm Center in the media presser with Coach Underwood, and so certainly we'll have that on IlliniGuys.com. Illini guy Mike Cagley is going to break away, and he and Brad will do their post game segment, and so we'll try to get an answer why we didn't see him yet we saw BBV in there for a minute. But I thought this was a game that my concern going in is that I hope they didn't come out flat. I hope they defensively, clearly defense was not an option for either team early on. Illinois shooting 82% at one point, and they were shooting 65% early on. I mean, everything was going in, but you really could see the tone change in the second half and both teams knuckling down. And it was the Illinois defense. Once again, we've talked about before, I wrote a piece on IlliniGuys.com just called Department of Defense and talked about how they locked down the final 5 minutes. I'm going through very quickly and I got to see some times here, but just the 2-3 pointers. Once Illinois took the 2-point lead, 71-69 on the Andre Curbelo layup, they give up only 2 3-pointers rest of the way. And once again, they locked out on the end and find a way to get a win. When you can do that, you can make some things happen late in the season.
Yeah, and I think it was interesting because those 2 3-pointers, if I'm remembering correctly, Frazier was right there and just didn't seem to put a hand up, even though he was really close to Weiskamp. And then Bohannon, I'll give him credit, man. He did that thing. That three was over the top of Kofi barreling at him. And, if you're whatever size he is, probably 6'1 or whatever, whatever he's listed at, if you're going to shoot that in the face of that monster truck heading towards you, you've earned it. And so the 2 3-pointers, the defense was right there, and give Iowa credit. They made it, but I think a couple times as the game, especially, when it really counted, Weiskamp was forced to drive. And if you remember, Brad has said, numerous times, you can't let him stand out there and shoot, which is part of the reason why his man can't go down and double team to help out on Garza, because if he's wide open, it's going in. And once he had to put the ball on the ground, all of a sudden some things started to happen that was good for the Illini.
Absolutely. As we talked about, again, 43% shooting for Iowa's. Illinois gets this 80-75 win. IlliniGuys.com, little post-game chat with some of the Illini Guys members right now. By the way, if you don't are just checking us out, you don't know who we are, take a look. We're a brand new website built by Illini fans for Illini fans and have a special deal right now. The first annual members who sign up get a chance for a free shot at Maui, a stay in a Maui resort, I should say, 3 nights at a Maui resort. We're giving that away here in a few weeks. The guys are on the call are saying, Larry, shut up. Don't say anything. You're hurting my chances. But no, 80-75 was the count tonight. So let's look at Illinois right now, 11-5, 7-3 in conference. And you've got a stretch of games coming up right now that you've got a tough game at Indiana. The Hoosiers aren't ranked, but they're a team that right now I've got in the field of 68. They played Illinois very tough in Champaign just a few weeks ago. You've got to come back home and play a ranked Wisconsin team. The Badgers, we know who they are. And then you travel to the league leader, Michigan, assuming they can get things together COVID-wise up there. So while this wasn't a – I guess you didn't have to win, this is a game you really did need to win, because going into to that stretch, you look a lot better at 7-3 than you would at 6-4.
Yeah, I think that's the same concern I had. You know, when you look at Indiana, you just, as good as Illinois is, you can't assume that's a W. And then playing against Wisconsin, they've been our nemesis for a period of years now. And then Michigan is the team. Now, granted, they have not played maybe the same level of competition.
Right.
But they definitely are the team that scares me, because they have that one thing that has caused Illinois problem, which is length on the wings. And so, you know, that's a tough three-game combo. And if you even extend beyond that, while we've beaten Northwestern and Minnesota, we've also seen Northwestern and Minnesota beat teams that have shocked and amazed people on certain nights. So with this Big Ten and with no crowds, I don't know that there's a guaranteed game out there, and you have to play really well every night to pull in that W.
There are no guarantees. And we saw that with Maryland. Maryland's a team that, I don't think you can overlook. I mean, it didn't really, you know, I think at the time they were 1-5, 2-4 in conference, but they beat Illinois, and that was, you know, two wins against top 10 teams or top 15 teams on the road that they had already had otherwise. And of course, I think the coaching as well is one. I want to make sure we get everyone else's thoughts as well. Guys, looking ahead this stretch, just like Mike was talking about, any thoughts that you guys have about the games coming up?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of games coming up here. You know, Michigan and Wisconsin, we talked about that. If they can come out, play really well in those two games, that really sets the tone for the rest of the season. I think they got to step up. And, you know, they had a shot at Baylor. They had a shot at a couple of these marquee games. They weren't able to pull it through. I got to think Io, and you know, he's going to lead those guys. And I got to think we're going to have a couple of different outcomes here coming up. I got to think after that team meeting they had, a couple of weeks ago or something.
Don't you think, too, that this team is just such a different team when Io was more assertive the way he was tonight?
Yeah, that first half that he had, this first half, and what was it, like 21 points or something like that? Yeah. You know, he had one assist, and any other half he'd be a little bit disappointed, but he put 21 up there. You know, he set the tone. You know, he kind of bought the guys a little bit of breathing room. Trent got going a little bit. You know, Kofi didn't have the greatest first half, but, you know, he got going a little bit here in the second half. We got Garza in foul trouble, and all of a sudden things turned around, and all that started, I thought, when he set the tone when he got aggressive there in the first half. I was really impressed and really happy with that, especially with some of the slower first halves he's been having. If he does that, this is a whole different ball club.
I agree. I totally agree. I think that if you look at what he's done, and, you know, we talk about Trent Frazier being a senior, though there is that expectation he may take advantage of the extra COVID year and come back next year. So this may not be his swan song, as we would think, with a star senior. But for Io, he's pretty much gone. I mean, it's, you know, there's virtually zero chance he returns for another season. And so for him, that is. And I love to see that he came out. And this is his time. You know, this team, whatever they've done, or if they fell short, or somebody didn't get this done on a certain night, whatever, this is Io's time. and he saw where they were locking down Kofi. Kofi held without a single field goal in the first half. He steps up, Trent steps up. And to your point, if he's coming out scoring 25 a night, and I think imposing his will on a team, and boy, what a team to impose your will on in Iowa, a team that wants to punch right back. I think that watching this game throughout, I knew it would be hard. I knew it would come down to the wire. It was not going to be an 8-point win either way. I think a lot of fans have to feel very, very good about the way this team played tonight after this long 10-day layoff and going into the next 6 weeks and trying to get to the Big Ten tournament onto the NCAA.
Yeah, it was. It certainly wasn't perfect. There's a couple of things that I'm sure that they want to get cleaned up. You know, Diebler, he was scorching him out there. He was 5 for 7 from three. You know, you still got to get that cleaned up a little bit. But, you know, I thought, you know, you pull out a win against Iowa, you just kind of get happy and kind of get ready for the next one.
Absolutely. Mike, what thoughts do you have before we wrap things up?
Well, I think in the end, you know, the one thing that kind of came to me, I had a little bit of a flashback there at the end when Curbelo got called for the 5-second call, is, Underwood has a lot of faith in his freshmen and having them inbound the ball in critical situations in games. And obviously it's easy, you know, you look at, you know, his first year, you know, there was one or two occasions and then here it comes up again. So obviously the vast majority of the time, there's no problem with that, but, boy, that was a tough time to give the ball to Curbelo, especially when you did the little IO to him entry pass that you know, sucks out a second and a half or something and really puts a freshman in a tough position. So I'm kind of over having freshmen inbound the ball. I've coached plenty of basketball. I realize this isn't a big deal, but, you know, just for the stress levels of old fans like me, let's not put us through it.
Well, I think about the, 3 years ago when DeMonte was a freshman and we had Maryland beat and he throws the ball away in the corner and winds up that costing the game. So kind of, to your point. So Illinois now 11-5 overall, 7-3 in the Big Ten. They're in a tie with Wisconsin for second place, as they're a game and a half behind the idle Michigan Wolverines for that top spot. There was a lot of basketball to come. But again, I think Illinois fans have to feel very good right now about where they are at this point. I've still got Illinois as a 4 seed. I don't think this game changes that for me right now. We'll see if I feel differently coming up here in a few days. But I think this is a team right now, when you look at their body of work, and, you know, we've talked about this before on various boards and got in some arguments with people. It's body of work. It's who you beat. It's also who you don't lose to. And the one advantage right now for Illinois is that, let's say they slip up at some point, there are no bad losses right now because the Big Ten is so solid. They've already beaten Penn State twice. You know, that's good. So they're just, when you look at this, if they take care of business, they should be at least a 4 seed and still play contention for a 3 or a 2 or who knows what else happens. But I love where this team is right now. And I thought this was a great statement game to come out tonight.
Yeah. And I'll throw in one bizarre bracketology thought that I had is this year, you know, the gap between Gonzaga, Baylor, and then the rest of the field, someone said is as large as any season since it was like Illinois and North Carolina back, you know, in the day. And there's a part of me that says, whatever seed you are, you know, a 2, a 3, or a 4, you definitely want to be the first two, three, or four. You want to be in the first two so that you can avoid having to play Baylor or Gonzaga, because those teams are pretty darn tough in the matchup category. Not that we can't beat anybody, but boy, they don't let you have an off night. So if we're going to move from the 4 line to the 3 line, let's make sure that we move all the way to the front of the 3 line.
Right. Yeah. And stay away from those guys. And let's get out of the, cause it is an S curve this week. So let's stay out of their side of the S curve.
Yes.
No question about it. Guys, any other thoughts?
I was just looking at the schedule here. There's, like you said, there's really not a whole lot of easy games left, but, you know, they got to have that Michigan circled. They got to have that you know, they're going to end the season at Ohio State with EJ. I mean, they got to have a couple of games circled here, but they got a couple of games circled. Don't ignore the other games. You got Indiana coming up here, and you know you can't. There's no easy games. To your point, Larry, you know you close your eyes, and all of a sudden you got an L on the schedule.
Yeah, you know, they do hope to get that Nebraska game made up at some point, and they hopefully get the Michigan State game too. But that's the thing too. I think with COVID, and we just saw with Kentucky having to shut down for 48 hours, and they're going to lose their shot at taking on a team like Texas. They really need it for their resume. You don't know at what point teams are going to have to cancel. Knock on wood, Illinois has done it very well. We credit the U of I for being one of the leaders in the country in terms of keeping their campus as safe as possible. But you don't know. And so every game takes on that much greater importance because you don't know when, as we just saw, you're going to have a game wiped out or you've got another week you've got to sit and wait.
Yep.
So we'll leave it there, guys. Once again, the final score, 80-75, Illinois over Iowa. As we're here on IlliniGuys.com, we appreciate everyone joining in. And again, IlliniGuys.com, come check us out. 7-day free trial. We've got a lot of fun things that we do, including the game room. We kind of come in a special experience everyone really enjoys as we interact and get some inside info during the games. But if you like this, be sure to follow us and give us your comments at info@IlliniGuys.com. All right. For all the guys, for Illini Guy Mike, I'm Illini Guy Larry. Have a great night. Illini win. ILL.
INI.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.